On Tuesday, January 17, demonstrators are gathering at the Au Château Seniors Home in Sturgeon Falls to demand changes to visitation rules. The protest will begin at 6 p.m. at 100 Michaud Street in front of Au Château. West Nipissing resident Regine Venn, one of the organizers of the event, expects a large crowd of at least 50 people, with the common goal of pressuring Au Château's board to amend or revoke their visitation policy. As it stands, the policy forbids unvaccinated, against COVID, caregivers from entering the building, and have had this policy since December of 2021, Venn explained. Furthermore, Venn noted that this policy is unique to Au Château, as other regional long-term care homes allow unvaccinated caregivers to visit. For example, Venn outlined that Pioneer Manor in Sudbury updated its visitation policy this past October, so that all visitors and caregivers must be tested but no vaccine is required to visit. It's a similar case with North Bay's Kesselholm, Venn continued, as unvaccinated caregivers can only be considered general visitors, but not denied entry. Venn also noted that there are no ministry directives, health authority recommendation or any guideline in Canada, mentioning that long-term care homes should still restrict visitation rights for caregivers based on how many doses they have. The Government of Ontario's website has a COVID-19 guidance document that outlines requirements for long-term care homes in the province. All general visitors can have access to homes, however, visitors will need to follow the vaccination policy of the individual long-term care home. So Venn and other demonstrators want the Au Château board to revise its rules as well. The board is meeting at noon the day after the protest, and Venn has requested that a review of the policy be placed on the agenda for discussion. He has confirmed that the request has been received and will indeed appear on the meeting's agenda. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.